If you'd be so kind now as to just sit back and relax, take a couple of deep breaths as we join together in this glorious moment, a brand new beginning, as we complete the past and welcome in this wonderful new year. Let's remember who we are and whose we are, why we exist, that we are at first God's perfect expression, and that we are here to uniquely express our vision, our aspirations, our goals, and our dreams. And that right where we are always, the power of God is. And that if we allow ourselves to reach deeply into that place of power, we'll recognize that God has written something on our heart. Some heart's desire is there, and it's written indelibly in God's word. And that's what we allow to guide us and to direct us. So this morning we are open and receptive to releasing the old, to welcoming the new, and perhaps a greater and deeper understanding of what this thing, life, is all about. So we release these words with peace, with love, and absolute unity. We let them be, and together we say, and so it is. Our theme for the month has been embracing the spirit of Christmas. Now, whether you celebrated Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa, my intention for you is that you got together with your friends, your family, your dear ones, and you filled yourselves with the truth, both inner and outer, the spirit of the holidays and what that meant to you, and that you enjoyed that celebration. For me, as I said earlier, this season is really about gratitude, about being thankful for so many things, and I'm compelled this morning to share them with you. And I want to thank all of you for your loving support of this spiritual community, for every word that you have ever uttered to me or word that we have exchanged. I so appreciate your support in more ways than you could possibly imagine. All your Christmas cards and wishes to us, your gifts, your phone calls, your tithes, the extra offerings that people generously sent in, and always, in so many ways, your support of our growing spiritual community is deeply, deeply appreciated. I want to give a very special thanks to the Board of Trustees, the staff, our practitioners, certainly our Sunday morning band, our service team, our youth center instructor, and all of you who have dedicated your time, your individual talents and skills to the good and to the betterment and the support of our center and its mission in making the world a better place. I know it's a tall order, but that's what we're up to. And would you please all stand if I just mentioned you at all? And if you have ever served here, brought a morsel of food, or ever done anything, please, all of you, stand. And just acknowledge each other, look at each other. Thank you. I want to thank you and give you a big, big hand. Thank you. You are this center, so I thank you very much for that. Let's get down to business now. In business, or as the business year draws to a close, it's the time to complete the past year. So many times what businesses do, or all the time they ought to do, they balance the books and tally up the profits and the losses. Now, why do they do that? Well, they do that because numbers are measurable results. And it certainly reveals a level of progress and or accountability. It's a way to let you know if your business has successfully arrived at where you intended or wanted it to be. Now, whether we're aware of it or not, we're balancing our personal books, checking the profits and losses as a way of completing this past year. Now, we might even be in the red, as they say. As far as achieving goals, some of our aspirations, maybe living authentically, letting go of expectations, accepting what just can't be changed, or acknowledging the changes that we could have made and we chose not to or just didn't, letting the approval or the disapproval of others have way too much power, or being an accountable steward of all that we have been given. Whatever appears to be unfinished or incomplete, and I'm going to include in that mistakes, perhaps some regrets, maybe our own shortcomings, disappointments, I suggest that we just acknowledge that for what it is, that it is just what it is for now, whatever state that may be, and not be discouraged if you haven't reached all of your goals, all of your aspirations, all of the dreams that you have. The most important thing is you reached. That's the most important thing, that we all reached. Didn't we reach this year? Yes. We may not have reached and received exactly what it was we intended, but certainly we did reach, and it's important to acknowledge that. The wonderful thing about life and time is that you can always carry over your goals from this year to the coming year. If they're still meaningful to you, still important to you, then carry them over. Realizing your dreams and your desires is not getting or achieving or accomplishing per se. It's really the unfoldment of that good from within us. And all that good comes from the realization of your self-completeness. The most important thing is that no matter what stage in life we're in, no matter what's going on in life, that we can acknowledge our self-completeness. That doesn't include anybody else. That doesn't exclude anybody else. But that means that the self within the self is a complete self. You can let the old year go by simply welcoming the new year within. I've thought a lot about this over the last few days, this hoopla that we have on New Year's Eve and what that means and how we set certain rituals for what it means and then what it means for the year that we're leaving and how significant it becomes. And then I thought, as this year comes to a close, that there are many things that we could celebrate. One of the things is how far we've come. Something to celebrate, how far we've come. And each of you know individually, in your own lives, in your own journey, what you've been through and how far you have come. The other thing is how much we've learned. If you've come any distance at all, it definitely came with some lessons, did it not? Yes. So how much have we learned? And then probably the most important thing, how much have we deepened in our own spiritual practice? How much closer to God, to the divine, have we become? How much more intimate has that relationship become? How much more has it grown? And most importantly, the amazing contribution that we make to any spiritual community and beyond that as we grow spiritually, not just to this community, but everywhere you go, what you offer by your own spiritual discipline and practice being more fulfilled or being more practiced, I should say. So I thought about New Year's resolutions, such a popular term. What are our resolutions for the year? I don't even know how many years now I've made resolutions. And I suppose I've kept a few of them, but not for any length of time. So I thought to myself, instead of making the usual New Year's resolutions, how about us making New Year's revelations this morning? New Year's revelations. And we can actually do this by revealing and uncovering some of the great statements of truth that Ernest Holmes has based this teaching on. As I was looking through the textbook for statements to share with you today, I thought to myself, we could take any one of these statements, we could convert them into some sort of personal revelation for ourselves, and then convert it again into a great and strong affirmation. You know, he coined the phrase, change your thinking, change your life. That could certainly be our first revelation. Change your thinking, change your life. Now, that could be your number one New Year's revelation, if you wanted it to be. And then you could turn it into an affirmation. By changing my thinking, I change my life. That's a huge revelation. By changing my thinking, I change my life. And then as I began to go through the textbook, I found some more. As much as we can believe will be done unto us. As much as we believe will be done unto us. So we say, as much as I can believe will be done unto me. Imagine, as much as you are willing to believe in the goodness and the greatness of life will be done unto you. If we could get the expansiveness in that, the bigness in that, we would start to not shy away from our beliefs or necessarily try to combat them, but we would actually expand the beliefs into those greater beliefs, those that are going to produce good for us, those that take us out of that sort of terrain of negativity and bring us into this positive, more affirmative lifestyle that we all are seeking. As much as I can believe will be done unto me. As much good as you can believe that you can have, you can have. So that lets us know that one of our revelations could be to expand our consciousness in what we believe. Thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. This was somewhere in the 400 pages of the textbook. I've read it many times, but somehow it hit me a little bit deeper. Thoughts are things, are more than things. They are the cause of things. So we could say, my thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. My thoughts are more than just things. They are causing all things in my life. Your thoughts are causing everything in your life. That's a huge revelation, is it not? And you certainly could find some wonderful resolutions just out of that statement of truth. Here's another one that I really love. Until we realize that our own word has the power of life, we will not see clearly. Until we realize that our own word has the power of life, we will not see clearly. And this is the affirmation that I wrote. My word has power. I see clearly. I use my word constructively. Now, we know that our word has power, but we're speaking words all the time. And I don't know that we live in the revelation that each and every one of those words has legs, is going to crawl somewhere, and then it's going to create something and be the cause of something. So my word has power. And because it has power and I recognize it has power, I now see clearly. And I also use my word constructively. Here's one I think we can all relate to. Fear is a belief in limitation. Fear is a belief in limitation. And here's the second part. A denial that the divine is the center and the source of all good. So let's look at this for a moment because we all have a visit from fear. So fear is a belief in limitation. Already believing that something is limited. But more than that, it's denying that the divine is the center and the source of all your good. So we want to stop denying that this great power is the source and the substance of our supply and also the source of all our good. And then to remember that every time we feel a sense of fear, it's simply a belief in limitation. You're usually not afraid because you're going to be too much. You're not like, oh, I'm so afraid I might really succeed in this. That would just be devastating. Right? We don't have a fear of, oh my God, I hope I don't have too much abundance in my checkbook this month. Right? Our fears are on that other side of limitation. So I believe with invincible faith that the divine is the center and source of all good. Let's say this together. Repeat this after me. I believe with invincible faith,
I believe with invincible faith
that the divine is the center,
that the divine is the center
and source of all good. Okay, so that squashes out that denying this divine power within us. Here's another good one. To view limitation is to impress it upon the mind. Okay, to view limitation is to impress it upon the mind. How many times do we feel sorry or sorrow for something or someone? How many times do we look at something and see it as small or underdeveloped or not this enough or that enough in order to do what it could be doing? How many times do we look at other people through the eyes of limitation rather than rising up and recognizing they too are that divine? And that divine is also at their center and is the source of all their good as well. To view limitation is to impress it upon the mind. Remember this one. This is a great revelation and a wonderful resolution. What if we all just gave up the belief in limitation? Just gave it up today. That's it on limitation. It's over. So here's the affirmation. I view the world as limitless. I view the world as limitless. Let's say that together. I view the world as limitless. If the world is limitless, then what does that make you? Limitless, of course. Okay, here's another great one. If God ever answered prayer, she always answers prayer. If God ever answered prayer, she always answers prayers. That's the truth. And here's a great affirmation for that one. I am so grateful that my prayer is answered before it is uttered. I am so grateful that my prayer is answered before it is uttered. Let's say that together. I am so grateful that my prayer is answered before it is uttered. What a great resolution. Isn't that a great resolution? Wouldn't that just do it for the year? Yeah. Okay. Here's another good one. Those who have great faith have great power. One of Ernest Holmes' great pearls, those who have great faith have great power. So what would be the affirmation? I have great faith and great power. Let's say that. I have great faith and great power. And here's one. One cannot be a good student of science of mind who is filled with fear and confusion. Another good revelation, and certainly a good resolution, releasing all fear and confusion. That would certainly make your 2018 different, wouldn't it? No fear and no confusion. Not invited, sorry. So here's an affirmation. I am maintained and sustained in a state of peace, poise, confidence, and understanding. So let's say this together. I am maintained and sustained,
I am maintained
and sustained in a state of peace,
in a state of peace,
poise,
poise,
confidence,
confidence,
and understanding.
Understanding.
Okay, that's a power pack of revelations to start the new year, isn't it? It's interesting. The book of Revelations in the Bible, according to my interpretation, is really about the truth being revealed, even though it's built around the revelation of the Christ being revealed within us. But it's really the revelation of the Christ consciousness, that we are all anointed, that we all have the same power that Jesus had, the same exact one-liners, it's done unto us as we believe, and all the things that I just stated. It's to remember this book of Revelations was really to reveal, to really shine the light on the truth, to allow people to have an understanding that there was a power within them greater than they were, and that they could use it for themselves. The more we know, or the more we are aware of the power of our thought, the more power our thoughts will have. The more successful our thinking is, the more successful our manifestation. Here's another great pearl from Holmes. The perfect thought produces the perfect act. The perfect thought produces the perfect act. Within your consciousness of yourself, within the awareness of your own being, is that which determines the outcome of today, of tomorrow, and the entire year that we have facing us. If we would resolve to express the goodness, the fullness, the completeness, and the wholeness of our being, we would be much more definite. We'd be much more decisive. Then we'd really recognize the responsibility that it is, that we are providing an outlet for these ideas that we have. Definite ideas that exist within our mind are ideas that want to come out, that want to come forth. The more we suppress and repress them, of course, the more limiting and the more limitation we place on ourselves. I know that you know that your life right now can be anything you want it to be. I know that you know that. And I know that you know that not only in your intellectual mind, but that you know that deeply in your hearts. I know that you feel rich and that you feel full and infinite in your joy and certainly divine in your power. And I believe that we can enter into this new year with a new experience, a new expectancy of a triumphant enthusiasm. It certainly is going to take a change. And it's going to take a change in each one of us individually, and each one of us to declare that change, that we are going to change, that we're going to transform ourselves no matter what, that we're going to use revelations to allow ourselves to see a deeper truth. The other thing I think is important, I think it's wonderful to release and to let go, and I know, you know, the burning bowl of bowl is very popular on a New Year's Eve to take all the negativity that you want to release from throughout the year and throw it and burn it or whatever you want to do. But here's my, and maybe you can help me out of this, this is my stop. I couldn't even tell you all the negativities that I've had throughout the year in order to throw them in the bowl. I don't know that I could identify them all. Could you really identify all the negativity that has gone on? The other thing that I caution us about is doing anything with negativity or doing anything with something that we don't want. If it's true that what you resist persists, then the more we try to get rid of it and the more we try to release it or stomp it out, the more it's going to insist that it stay there. So how about if we do this, if we just let it be? How about if we just let it be? We don't have to do anything with it. We could nothingize it if you choose to. I don't think it's important to glance at it, to look at it, or to do anything with it. I think what's most important is for us to recognize what is without labeling it. Oh, I have this. It's like if you're served a huge big dish of goulash and it's got a million things in it, you say, oh my God, this is a lovely peas and carrots and potatoes, and you just can't name every single thing. But it's just a big dish of something that looks yummy and tasty or not. If we begin to start labeling everything as this was a good thing that happened, this was a bad thing that happened, this was a negative thing that happened, then the whole book of Revelations is really for naught. Because the book of Revelations is for us to reveal to ourselves, as I said from the beginning, what did we learn this year? What were some of the divine lessons? Yes, maybe they were painful, but haven't you come out through it? Haven't you come through most of it? How many of you feel like you've come through the eye of the needle in 2017? Do you know what that means? That means that you have squished yourself so tiny in so many respects, but you got through it. You know what I'm saying? That there were maybe big, big challenges that really squeezed you, and you came through it, and you landed on your feet. Yes? Okay, that gets you ready for this year. But that's over now, and that is complete, or in its state of as complete as it will be. Can we agree that even the unfinished things are as finished as they can be for now? You know, all the mind wants is certainty. If I can say to myself, I am so certain that I am uncertain, I at least have certainty. Otherwise, my mind goes crazy. If I'm like, I don't know, I'm uncertain, I'm confused. But if I can certainly say that I am uncertain, at least I have some sense of certainty. Yes? And it gives us clarity. And clarity allows us to see. And many times, things are in the process of becoming. It's wonderful to have the manifestation and, yes, to see it. But many, many times you're having a million different demonstrations that you're completely unaware of. There are many things that are going on in your life that are in the process of becoming that you are unaware of, that are on the unseen side of life. And that's why we're these co-creators. We're bringing the unseen into the scene all the time. How? Through those creative ideas that you have, through those wonderful ideas that pop into your consciousness, and the ones that you're brave and courageous enough to go ahead and allow to be expressed, where you say, okay, I agree, I'll be the outlet. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm clear I don't know what I'm doing, so I'll just be the outlet. I'll just be the vessel. Have at it. And just allow things to flow through us. Have your revelation, as opposed to resolution, be greater. Have it just be greater than it has been. Have a revelation for greater health. What does that mean? Maybe it just means greater energy, maybe deeper energy. Maybe it just means a more radiant way of living. Allow yourself to feel and to express greater love, greater authenticity, perhaps just greater serenity. You already have everything, all the qualities of God is you are. You probably just want to increase it. You want it to be, have a greater quality. So sometimes our serenity isn't full time. Sometimes it's part-time serenity. So let's invite it to be full-time serenity this time. And let's have some more joy, some more peace, some more faith than we've ever known before. Not trying to figure out how we're going to do it, but just by our own revelation, our own affirmation, our own declaration that, yes, I know this, I claim it, and because of that knowing and that claiming, it's established now. And I don't have to be concerned about it. It is up to you. And that's always the bottom line, isn't it? Always the stinky news. It's up to you. But you already are sitting on the throne in the kingdom of all good. That's right out of Revelations. I love that. You already are sitting on the throne in the kingdom of all good. Right out of Revelations. Let's make a revelational promise together to each other now, a more or less setting the stage for 2018, but making it with a strong spiritual power. And I think that word, when we speak that word, that affirmative word of our revelations, I think it means more when we speak it verbally. I think it's wonderful to write down resolutions. I think when we speak things together collectively, that it has a greater power and meaning, especially when we are all of one mind. So I'm going to ask that you please stand, and this is going to be our final word this morning, and it's going to be from y'all. And let's consider these our revelations or our resolutions, whatever you choose to call them. And the first one, I'll say it first, I am a divine being expressing God. But let's think about that. I am a divine being expressing God. Everywhere you go, you are a divine being expressing God. And to heaven with them if they don't like it. And you can tell them I said so. I am a divine being expressing God. That's who you are. Okay? I am a divine being expressing God. Let's say this together. I am a divine being expressing God. One more time. I am a divine being expressing God. One more time. I'm a divine being expressing God. Now turn to someone next to you and say, you are a divine being expressing God. One more time. Find somebody. You. Now to each other loudly. Okay. The next one, I will at all times hold myself as a divine being.
I will at all times
hold myself
as a divine being.
I will at all times hold myself as a divine being. Go. One more time. Now turn to your neighbor and declare for them, you will at all times hold yourself as a divine being. One more time to your neighbor.
You will at all times hold yourself as a divine being.
What are you all going to do?
Hold yourself as a divine being.
Wow, it worked. Okay, we're not through. I will let love guide me. Oh, you got that one. One more time. One more time. Now to your neighbor, you will let love guide you. One more time. What are you going to let guide you? Good. Here we go. I will let the truth inspire me. One more time. To your neighbor. You will let the truth. One more time to your neighbor. They didn't get it. Now, how about together saying, we will let the truth inspire us. We will let the truth inspire us. Aren't these great revelations? And the last one, I will let faith empower my journey. I will let faith empower my journey. One more time. I will let faith empower my journey. One more time. Now to your neighbor, you will let faith in. One more time. One more time. Now all together, we will let faith empower our journey. And so it is. Thank you. Happy New Year. Happy New You. Happy new beginnings. Okay. Good job.